In today's gospel, we hear about some of the people who were following Jesus. And of course, the 12 are mentioned. The 12, we can all think in our heads for a moment who the 12, what the 12 is referring to. So it's referring to the 12 apostles: Peter, James, John, Andrew, Matthew, Bartholomew, etc., etc. You could see if somebody can name all 12 when you go back to your classrooms. I can't right now. So the 12 he mentioned, all of which were men, but then he also mentions the presence of many women who were following Jesus too. And a few of them are mentioned by name: Mary Magdalene, this Joanna, this Susanna. And we're told that these women who were following Jesus provided for Jesus and for the apostles. So in other words, the women took care of the apostles and of Jesus. And it kind of makes me think of just growing up in my own home where my mom took care of us. I don't know what we would have done without my mom. She took care of our whole family. My dad did many things, but my mom was really the caretaker, making sure that each one of us had what we needed for school. If we needed encouragement, mom was the one who would love us and make us feel like everything was going to be okay when we didn't feel like everything was going to be okay. So I just want to reflect a little bit on the importance of men and women in our lives and in our families, and how following Jesus were both. And the men had specific roles and the women had specific roles too. So those 12 apostles, again, who are they? I can't name them all right now, but Peter, John, James, Andrew, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, etc. So Jesus called them to be the first priests and bishops of the church. And he called the women to have another, but also very important role. When Peter and John and James went out from Jerusalem to India, to Ethiopia, to Spain, to Uzbekistan, to all of these places where they went and preached the gospel and gave their lives, they needed the women there to help them in their ministry and to take care of them. So I think in today's reading, we see how from the very beginning, the presence of both men and women in the church were essential. That God chose men to do specific things and he chose women to do specific things too. And he didn't call them to do the same things. And we see that in our own church. Like, it's only men who are called to be priests. That doesn't mean that men are better than women. It just means that that's the particular role that God has given them. And he's given women another, but also essential role in the church. So there's an equality. That means that neither women nor men are better than one another. We're equal in God's eyes, but we have different roles in the church. One of the things I just want to mention is that I love being a spiritual father for our parish and school, but I also notice what a poverty it is that we don't have spiritual mothers here. And what do I mean by that? I mean, we have lots of spiritual mothers in your teachers and in the many holy women we have who come to daily mass here. But what I mean are spiritual mothers who themselves are consecrated to Christ and his church, who don't have families of their own, but give up their own husband and family in order to take on a bigger family like this. That's what God's called me to do. He calls me to give up my own wife and children, but not so that I don't have a family, but so that my family can be expanded And now I'm spiritual father of a very large family. But it's not just men that God calls to do this. He calls women to do this too. Women to serve, women religious, consecrated women, women who are sisters or nuns. So my prayer, and I pray this a lot, is, Lord, please send us some spiritual mothers, some religious, consecrated women religious who can serve at our parishes. Because just like in my family, I needed my dad, I needed my mom. And they are equal to each other, but they both had different roles in our family. So in the church, too, we need priests as spiritual fathers, but we need sisters as spiritual mothers, too. So one thing I'm so happy about is that every month there will be some sisters who will be visiting our school. I think hopefully on the first Fridays of the month, we're still trying to work that out. But so I hope that we'll begin to see sisters around here more often, and hopefully eventually we'll see them all the time, and they'll be a normal part of our life. Today's saint, Hildegard of Bingen, which is kind of an interesting name, Hildegard of Bingen, is a really important saint in our church, but she's not very well known. Pope Benedict, who was the pope before Pope Francis, Hildegard is one of his favorite saints, and she's a woman saint. She lived in the 1100s, and she was a strong woman. So she was a sister. She wore a habit like other sisters do, but she was known to be very wise. Many, many people would come to her for advice and direction, including a lot of men, bishops even, not knowing what to do with the problems they had in their own diocese. Where did they go? To this woman religious, Hildegard of Bingen, to ask her what she thought they should do. Hildegard of Bingen was an extremely talented woman. Some people call her the first scientist because of her interest in natural sciences, in plants, in the solar system. And so she wrote a lot and did kind of initial studies of all the natural scientists. She's also an artist and a poet and a deeply prayerful person. Had a lot of messages from God that she would write down that have helped a lot of people. So in 2012, Pope Benedict named Saint Hildegard, well, first of all, he named her a saint. She was just a blessed until 2012. But then shortly after that, he named her a doctor of the church. So it's pretty amazing. Doctor of the church. So that sounds pretty important. We don't mean when Pope Benedict named Hildegard a doctor of the church, he didn't mean like the kind of doctor who did my knee surgery last summer. That's a different kind of doctor. But he means doctor in the true sense, doctor that comes from the Latin word docere, which means to teach or to instruct. So doctor also means teacher or instructor. And Pope Benedict named this woman from the 12th century in Germany doctor of the church or teacher of the church. So all of this is a really important reminder for us of the importance of women in the church. How we need, how the church needs the gifts that God gives to women specifically. So today we give thanks for the gift of spiritual fatherhood, and we pray for the gift of spiritual motherhood. I'm praying that we have young women from our own parish who become sisters, from our school who become sisters. But I think in order for that to happen, we have to know sisters. So that's my prayer too, so that we can have religious women in our parishes and schools who can take care of us. Because just like we need a father, we need a mother too.